USA News. I'm Skip Kelly. A Texas police officer was killed in a shooting that also left a shooter dead and another officer wounded. Two additional individuals were found dead inside a home in Austin. The incident began when officers were called to the home shortly before 3 a.m. Saturday by a woman screaming that she was being stabbed. When officers attempted to enter the home, they faced gunfire, leading to a SWAT team intervention, resulting in the death of the suspect and the injury of one officer. So far, no names have been released. The possibility of another U.S. government shutdown is looming.
Congress is required to pass funding legislation by November 17th, but newly elected House Speaker Mike Johnson has not yet outlined his strategy for a short-term spending plan to prevent a shutdown. The situation poses a significant challenge for Johnson, given that his predecessor, Kevin McCarthy, was ousted by conservatives for depending on Democratic votes to pass a funding bill in September. Meanwhile, in the Senate, Majority Leader Chuck Schumer has initiated steps to enable his chamber to proceed with its own short-term spending bill. I'm John Schaefer.
President Biden is scheduled to hold a meeting with Chinese leader Xi Jinping in San Francisco next week. This encounter is set to take place on the sidelines of a CEO summit, during which Xi is anticipated to address prominent American business executives. Xi will be speaking to business leaders during a period of heightened tension in the U.S.-China relations. Additionally, China's increasingly stringent restrictions on Western companies impacting their business operations have led these firms to reassess their investments in China. Uncle Sam still wants you, and you can be a bit older.
Now's your chance to join the Air Force or Space Force. Both branches of the military are raising the maximum age applicants can enlist to 42, a bump up of 3 years from the previous age of 39. Most branches of the U.S. military are having trouble recruiting, with all but the Marines missing their recruiting goals last year. I'm Corey Myers.
This is USA News.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-511-6046. 800-511-6046. 800-511-6046. That's 800-511-6046.
President Biden maintains his innocence amid the ongoing impeachment inquiry led by the House Oversight Committee. Committee Chair James Comer has issued subpoenas to two former business associates of Hunter Biden and two other individuals connected to the president's son. Republicans allege that the president has engaged in unlawful profit from his family's foreign business dealings. The U.S. has lost an American hero.
We have ignition sequence start. The engines are on. 4, 3, 2, 1, 0.
NASA's oldest living astronaut has died. Frank Borman was an Air Force colonel who commanded two early NASA missions, including the Apollo 8 mission in 1968, which was the first crewed spacecraft to orbit the moon. In a statement yesterday, NASA said Borman died Tuesday in Montana following a stroke. Frank Borman was 95 years old. I'm Corey Myers.
Former President Trump has shared his perspective on the Israel-Hamas conflict in an interview with Univision. He indicated that the situation will have to play out, acknowledging concerns about increasing civilian casualties.
There is no hatred like the Palestinian hatred of Israel and Jewish people, and probably the other way around also. I don't know, you know, it's not as obvious, but probably that's it too.
He argued that under his administration's tough stance on Iran, the war would have not erupted, accusing Iran of both leading and funding the conflict. I'm Skip Kelly, USA News.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.